Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and this is your podcast of the week.
Ah yes, it's nearing the end of the semester, a time for exams and papers. Between roommates and other distractions, home is not always the most conducive to studying or getting any real work accomplished. If you're looking for a quiet place to cram for exams, why not try the library? The tower floors 6 through 9 are designated quiet study floors. There should be no group study, loud conversations, or talking on a cell phone on these floors. You can find a secluded spot, pull out your books or laptop, remember there's wireless available throughout the building, and start your study session. What if you're looking for a good spot to meet a partner, for a study session, or to work on a group project? The library has many options, including technology-enhanced collaborative spaces. In the tower, floors 2 to 5 are designated as group study floors. Your best bet for a large group is on the second floor. Here, you'll find a couple of large rooms with a podium for presentation practice, a PC, a large plasma screen, and a whiteboard. There is also a large room on the fifth floor, but it's often used by the library staff during the day, so you might get kicked out. For smaller groups of less than 4 people, each tower floor from 2 through 8 offer a small room, all with a PC and plasma screen. All of these rooms have the capability for you to use and switch out your laptops to display on the large plasma screen so your whole group can see. These rooms are first come, first serve, but can be reserved using our online scheduler. See the links to this podcast for more details. Just remember, even if the room was empty when you popped in, if someone has it reserved, you're going to be asked to leave, so you might just want to reserve it yourself to start with. The Information Commons area across from the checkout desk offers collaborative workspaces too. There are a couple areas for large groups, up to 7 people, with a PC, large plasma display, and a whiteboard. And there are 3 areas for smaller groups, with PC and a monitor. Most of these, and all of the public workstations in the library that require your UNCG Novell login, include software such as Microsoft Office, Adobe Reader, Windows Media, Flash Player, QuickTime, Photoshop, Dreamweaver, and EndNote. Is it time for you to refuel? Well, you know, food and drink are allowed in the library, and the vending machines are located in the basement. Just please clean up after yourself and recycle what you can. If you happen to be a night owl, remember you can use Jackson Library by showing a valid UNCG ID between midnight and 7:30 a.m. Sunday through Thursday, but check the website to verify the hours and days. If you find you have a lot of research to do, you might want to think about renting a carrel or a locker in the library. They're available to UNCG students and faculty for each academic term. Then you can check out lots of materials and store them there in the library so you don't have to lug them around campus. Well, good luck wrapping up your semester, and I hope you find the library is a good place to get your last-minute work completed.